真是好修，说等你咱们下等一拉进山里说说农田数量多了，天干嘛的 ？Only when it's bad, when business is right, to resort to force. So then, for 田数量 it can become a genuine joy. But someone that is not even the hoshu, so it's like a yohid of the street.Who resorts to force? So then it's no medicine, it's nothing. So a Jin Suda cannot be meowing something that is against the deed. But when the best Hoshu does it, so the best Hoshu has a kayak, literally, under certain circumstances, literally salon, to administer justice, to resort to force. So here the best resorted to force to create. So the melee, this is Doye,was obtained from this litigant B.D. Kedin, but without the king Sudeh, even though it was obtained Kedin, it would be genuine Hidoye, because it still was not made with any attain. But Al-Yedei king Sudeh, it becomes collaborated into, because of the aloha of the Kaim Kodobo, and it becomes a genuine Hidoye. This is the Shite, this is the Shite of it. Now, I don't want to go into the Shite of it.So, the Ran is Masik on the Sheet of the Ri. The way he mentioned the Sheet of the Ri, because the Sheet of the Ri the Ri mentions it in such brief terms, I mean that it's not clear what the Ri says. But the way he mentioned the Sheet of the Ri, so he's Masik. Now, he says that according to the Ri, which is the Sheet of Sagoyim that the Ri mentions,in the poshut. As a matter of fact, I mean, the notion of the reed in the poshut is very brief, just a few words. The reed in the poshut.Dafan Ches in the Reed, in Golbasa. So he says, Biuches Asmach Bekanye, Bihudu Yonus, Bihudu Konevine, Bibes Mechoshu, Bikom Agoyen, the Haidin Elesel, the Matris Huse Bilchut, and Mistabu Tavos. I mean, you can say almost anything in the Reed. But this is all that the Reed says. But this is how the Ram explained the Reed. So he says, Chodvorov Nier,בדבר אבנה, שאין עסק מבס מחושב בדיון שינות מחברת, אלא הוכת אף תקום, בשם קץ לראש נדרן, בשם דהי גב רבוי מדי תגובה דומה, דילו יוסר לבט נסחוסה, אלא בס נסקיקו לכך, ובשם הוכת אף תקום מיני, בס מחושב נהן, אבא גב לא במחשב, ובס מחושב אלי מעצבוי ימומי. Now the Reed doesn't mention the Roshan, that בס מחושב אלי מעצבוי ימומי.We come and go in the high pin and lesser and match is possible. We establish ourselves. That's all we say. But this is how the Ram understood it. The Chitayme, Afkui Momeni Bezokoshe, formerly, typically the economy there. The Chokin and Machshavu, the Ashton Kone. Bezokoshe Kone, the Sutra in Lore, Chidu Ram Tamzal, and Bade Kushikon. Shemishi, if you saw the Ram, the Stab, the Kone, the Lore, out there, Kone, Adam Kiasme, Imloi,אם לא יבוס לי, לא ימאש מה, לא יקנמה עכשיו, אלא יבוס הרעייה ונמצוא שנקל כבר, אלא משבוח יצא לבוח וכן, סתום שמבית נעולים אליו, כן, ונאי לבם כמח, ונמצא עכשיו פס ושפורים, יכולה יחדי כמח עכשיו, לסבים שמסמח, ורמת וסחוס, יקונם מנפס מענה, מענה, ומחשו לכל נם מענה. Oh, but he mentioned in the name of the Reed before,the high government. Loi midaiti bil vadoha, di lo yosel vatus kusel, beznis hikulika. So in other words, so we explained the sheet of the Reed, the way the Ram mentions it, that the reason is why here we require beznis hoshim, is because here he was forced to make this admission. Now the Reed doesn't mention the fact that the admission was made at night. That the Rebbe doesn't mention. That the Rambam mentions. But the Rebbe mentions the fact that the admission was obtained through force by the pressure that best exerted upon this person. So it could not be taken. It could not be taken. That's why we need a Bez L'choshev, even if it will be Me'achshev. So what's the pshat? Now the Gemara in Bor Basre, that Memches, Memteh, says that Hilcheseh, Tonyur Bizobin Zvin, because Agagun say, is Gomomak. So that means if somebody is forced, if one individual forces another individual to sell something, so of course it's not the right thing, he has no right to do it, but the king is affected. Because we say, Agabun se gomor makne, so it's only to you bizon. But because he gets money. So then the undani is that through, even though it was done through force, but he agreed. In the end, he agreed to be makne because he's getting money. But on you bioi, because das is left. Now here, what was it? It was idoye and mechila. So it's like batone. So it's toyu biyoy. So if it will not be best b'choshu, so then it has no effect, even if it's going to be odd. Because toyu biyoy, imakos batone means even though there is a real kinyan, there is a real kinyan, but it was done through force. So here it was done by Bezin, and Bezin forced him. So if it is not the Bezin Choshu, so then with all the kinyonim in the world, the Mechile wouldn't be Mechile. The Idoye is not the Idoye, and the Mechile is not the Mechile. So, but because of Bezin Choshu, that is Alimlach, Kuyen Momeine, so the Mechile it is fact. So it doesn't mean true that the Ram, the Rebbe himself doesn't use any expression. The Ram, in explaining the Rebbe, uses the expression Bezin Alimelach Koy Mameine, but it does not mean that it's a regular being of Hefke Bezin Hefke. It means in order that the Bezin should have the issues to resort to Kviye and to force him to make a Doye on a certain night, so then it has to be that kind of a Bezin that is Alimelach Koy Mameine. The same kind of Bezin that has the keyach of Hefke Bezin Hefke has the keyach under certain circumstances to use force against the Balu. So that means, so if it will not be Bezin Choshu, so even with Kolom Yodei, it will not be effective. Because to you be Yoi, Eimat Mosebatone, only to you be Zogin, and here it's Mechile, it's to you be Yoi. But, because of the Bezin Choshu, so Mimele, the Mechile is a Mechile, but Mechile doesn't require a Kinyan. But the answer is, since the Mechile, the Idoye and the Mechile were all done by force, so true that the Bezin Choshu has the Keyach to use force, but we need the Kinyan Sudeh to corroborate, to supply the Gmirat Das, because we see that the Rambam says in Perikei Milchas Mechile that Zeh Shenoag, that Las is Kinyan, so the reason is not because the appointment of a Shliach requires a Kinyan, but to establish Biras Das, that he's not doing it Kimahatel or Kimisachet. So we see that Kinyan Sudeah, besides being a Kinyan, Kinyan Sudeah in effect corroborates and establishes Miras Das. And that it could be implicit in the two expressions he used. Vizeis lifonim li Yisroel ha'agmur ha'agmur. So ha'agmur ha'agmur means that it's a Kinyan, that Kinyan Sudeah is a Kinyan. Likayim Kodobo means that it corroborates the Miras Das. Now, so that is what the Rambam says, יש בורים פרקי, בחסוכי א' א', יש בורים הרבה שאין צריכים לקיים, ולקיים בפעם. So, איזה שיח. So, no. No, הגורים המקנס להקנס למקצה סיבה, הדבורם קייץ בהם. ואין אם מקודינו מפלי נשאוס או פלי נשויה. אוי שמוח על פלי נחיב שיש לי אצלה. נחיל את עושה טיפה לקיים. קיניין זה שלא אותו להקנס, ולהדבורם אין מי אוקום, אלא להדיע, להדיע, שאין לו הדבורם אין לו כמסחק ומהתר. אלו שלא מבלוי בברקחם. לפחות אם לא מבלוי אפשר, אם אני אמרתי ובמה אפלס את דבר הזה, אמצוא את דבר החקלא. But in this case, where it was done by force, it's done by force, even though Mechile doesn't require Kinyan, and even though the Mechile, the force was exercised by Bez Nechoshu, but we need the Kinyan Suda in order to establish Meradas. And without the Kinyan Suda, there will not be any Meradas. But if Bez Nechoshu does not do it, so then so you will be only, so in Machnosim Atom. That's the chart in the Rib, I mean according to the way the Ram mentions it, but the Ram is masked. But when you look at the Yish Machdus and the Lez Nogobo, King and Lomel. So in other words, the Ram understood what the Rib's longness was, but the Ram is chilek on the Rib. And he says, true, that we need a Bez Nechoshim, a Bez that has the Keach to be Mafia Mono. In order to exercise force, but since if it's a Bez Nechoshu that has the Keach of Efter Bez Nechkeach and of using force, so the melee, it should be good Mechila even without Kiyan Suda. True, because why do you say? Because it's force. So what if Sheikh? If you treat it like a Hatnoye in Mechila that was not for force, so even with Kinyan we say, to you be oi, a Maknosim Atone. But here it's different because the Bez Nechoshuv used the force. It's not a Yochid that forced him to be Mechil. But the Bez Nechoshuv, some Mele we say that there is Mirazdas, so why do we need a Kinyan? And if Bez Nechoshuv does not establish Mirazdas, so why should it be considered as having Mirazdas together with King, and that's the kasha of the Ram against them. But we'll soon see that the Ram's own shita is very similar to the Rishi, even though the Ram is chilikam. But we need to know, Yishma Kusali Bezdi Novo, King and Omele, Elo Hoche Hoche Oma, Yehudi Kolem, Kalema Kloi Teime King Yoma. Now, so he mentions his own shita. Gudi kolimi, kolima gloi teime, kiv idioma, li vatlan skusi, kolima, shu umeide, shim li bole isi zman, kaj iso ptilis, loj coloh kinyen, mishki doi bi bezni, loj pari kinyen bi lese, di loj ne kim bilo ishu pnai, hoche nam, ako kiv mshe tolo, bi meika, bi im, ako kiv mshe tolo bi im, ein kami doi gmo. Since he was tele bi, אין כאן דוי גמורה, היו כאן אפילו לא ממש לא מהם, דאפילו תאים מכין די גם מאחשו, לקעס מחפה, אפילו לא כבמי יתנה לו שיובת וסחי יסוף. היו כאן בואי כאן, היו כאן בואי כאן, כי היו כאן ריק נחב, ואין לא חנם את יום המאחשו, עם כאן המנהל, לא הביא גם בזה חושב. דבקין אין כאן נחב לי, ובמאחשו בלכה למיכה של הסמחת. אלו קיבל, ובבז נסקינון, השמין הדין האחילה, לכל היכת דהה בבז נחושוב, ולצורך מאחשוב. דאמן סדת, ולחיו בבדינה, וכמד יאומה בפירוש מאחשוב לנו, דכים לבז נחושוב, מי יאומה לבטלון, כידו יגמו למשמין הרי. ונמצא לפירוש זה, שאינו צריכים כאן להפקו את סמומי, ולנשתן את דין זה משוב מן הסמחתו במנוח. ולכן, now, it's very strange this round. So, the Ram says, in other words, the Ram doesn't mention the fact that the Yidoye took place on the tree. That he doesn't mention. But he says something else. The Yidoye is not a real Yidoye. And without Bez Nechoshuv and without Kinyan, so it will not be a real Yidoye because it's a Yidoye on its mind. So it doesn't make sense. It's like the plea bargaining, I mean that the U.S. attorney, the former U.S. attorney, resorted. In other words, He makes a doy that if I will not appear within 30 days, so then all the evidence that is contained in all these stories is shed. And if I will appear, so it's not shed. I mean, what has one thing to do with the other? Either it's MS or it's not MS. If it's MS, it's MS. So how can the subsequent act or his appearance or non-appearance determine the facts that are contained in the stories? I mean, it doesn't make sense. But he says it that way, even though it doesn't, it's not logical, and it doesn't make sense, but he says it that way. He says it that way. It's like a plea of guilt that is entered by an accused party on the condition that if that will be done in the future, so he enters a plea of guilty. And if not, he's not guilty. Either he was guilty or he's not guilty. Either he committed a crime or he didn't commit a crime. So it doesn't make sense. So here too, he was made there that all the evidence, everything that is mentioned in the stories to his benefit, to his advantage, is shekel, if he will not appear within 30 days. So merely it's not a goy. It's not a goy. Now, so the Ram uses the lotion, the Ram uses the lotion. The lesson, the Elohim, the king of Elohim, Nayo Hanan, then it's a really doing. Avo Kim Shetolo Bim Einkan, Bim, Avo Kim Shetolo Bim, Einkan doing more. So he uses the Lashon Einkan doing more. In other words, it is a doing, but it's not a doing more. The question is, Monefsha, either it is a doing or it's not a doing. What is it? Partially doing. I mean, what's the expression, Einkan doing more? Of course, it's true, it doesn't make sense. I mean, it's not logical. I mean, when a person says, suppose a person will say, if it will rain tomorrow, so then I admit that I owe, that I borrowed a year ago $1,000. But if it will not rain tomorrow, I don't. Does it make sense? But here too, so either it's a doye or it's not a doye. So the question is, a doye that makes sense, that makes sense, that doesn't make sense. Is it a idoy or not? So the question of the Rami is, Inkan idoy more. It is a idoy, it's not a idoy. So what's the pshat? So the pshat is very simple. We see that the idoy is called Inkim Eidim Tome, according to most Rishayim. There is a Shittus Rishayim, there is a Shittus Rishayim, the Miri Makis, that says that the whole aloche of idoy is called Inkim Eidim Tome is only Mitzad Ischayus. Ischayus on the Jilin. Whatever, I mean, if the idoy is that I owe a person money, so then it is his highest. And if the idoy is that the other person doesn't owe me money, so then it's mechir. Then it's mechir. So the Marib also said that. And there is one shittin here in Marcus, in the first period of Marcus. But most Rishayim appear to say that it was called intimated on the normally is effective with our mnemonics. So it's a source of evidence. We believe it. But in regard to himself, we believe the person. But there is a raya from the Gemara that could be testable in Baskov, it's a Gidure, that even in the case where this knows that the Idoi is not true, there the Chachomim knew that it's a Gidure was lying, still it was effective. So we see that even when the Idoi is not effective with the mnemonics, so it is still effective with the Raskin, the Hile, or his highness. So it's a king. So it affects his highness. Even though Rav Shmai is not yet that he's lying, so it affects his highness. Or it affects the Hile, depending what the Ido is. The Ido is. Now, but in order to be effective with the Raskin, if this is a kinyan, so it must be a real idoy on his face. It has to make sense. So even though the Rav Shmai is galim, or even though the Chachom, the Biz, knows that he's lying, so it is still effective without any kinyan. As long as on his face it's very logical and it makes good sense. Mashiach can hear, so on his face it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. It's not logical. So the Mele, it couldn't even be a Kenyan. Because because the doyan space is not a doyan moed. So it is to be distinguished from the case of Yisrael Yore. Over there on its face it was a wonderful Yidoyer, except the Hachachomim knew, happened to know, because they were informed of the whole background of that incident, so they happened to know that Yisrael Yore was right. Yisrael Yore, because Yisrael Yore was advised to make Yidoyer that is not true. But on its face the Yidoyer made very good sense. So where the Yidoyer on its face is Yidoyer Gmure. So without any Kinyan, it without Kinyan Suda, it affects the Kinyan. Mashenik in here, where on its face it doesn't make sense. So not only that it cannot be effective B'teiras Nemones, it cannot even be effective B'teiras the Kinyan Dise. Kinyan Dise. But, as a Kinyan Dise, if it will be coupled with Suda, so then it will be effective B'teiras Kinyan Dise, not B'teiras Nemones. B'teiras Nemones is not Chaya. I mean, it doesn't make sense. How can we say it's a Mivar? If this is a Mivar, so it has to be Mivar the way he says. Now, if a person will say, if it will rain a month from now, so then I made it, that I borrowed a year ago $1,000 from Shim. Doesn't make sense. So Mimele B'teiras Nemones, it couldn't be effective even though it was the best choshuv, and even though it was coupled with the king and Suda, it just doesn't make sense. But there is another aloha in this, that even if it's not effective with B'teiras Biro, B'teiras Nemones, it's effective with B'teiras Kinyan. So B'teiras Kinyan. So where the Yidoyer on its face is Yidoyer Gmure, then it's effective with B'teiras Kinyan without king and Suda. But in this case, without king and Suda, not. Because on its face is not Yidoyer Gmure. So it's very similar to the Lipshit. Except that the Rebbe discusses the Indian of pressure, of force, and he doesn't discuss the fact that the Yidoyer was made 1 second too. He doesn't discuss the matter that the Yidoyer was made on the Knai. Why? But why doesn't the Rebbe discuss this Indian at all? What the Rebbe says is very, very logical, I mean, how can we say it's a Yidoyer Gmure when a person is made on a time? It doesn't make sense. The answer is, according, the Rebbe is made that B'teiras Nemones, it doesn't make sense that he should be Nemon when he makes a Yidoyer on a time. It doesn't make sense. But the Rebbe is, in view of the fact that we say that two halachas may be said. One is that it is effective with B'teiras Nemones. And even when Bez knows, like in the case of Yisrael Yoy, that he was lying, so it's a Kinyan. So in order to be effective with B'teiras Kinyan, it doesn't have to make sense. In order to be effective with B'teiras Biro, it has to make sense. How can it be a source of evidence if it doesn't even make sense? But in order to be effective with B'teiras Kinyan, it doesn't have to make sense. So in Melech, that's why the Rebbe has to resort to the fact that the Yidoyer was made for clear, but if the Yidoyer had not been made for clear, if him Yotzei Atein had mentioned that Yidoyer on Itnai, then without Kinyan Suda and without Bez Nechoshev, it would be effective. Between us, Kinyan Udise, if the same person, Yotzei Atein, had been Matfis, his Fusei Bez, and deposited his Torah Bez, and he would have said, if I don't appear within 30 days, all my schusim are bottle and bottle, and all the evidence is sheker. So then, without Bez Nechoshev, and without Kinyan Suda, because if Dise doesn't require Kinyan, just as the Kinyan Dise by Yisrael Yure didn't require Kinyan. That's the sheker of the and the Ram. The Ram says that the reason as to why it required Kinyan Suda is because it was Altnai. It was Altnai. And if it hadn't been Altnai, so then, even without Kinyan Suda, even though force was exercised, but since it was exercised by Bezdin, who has the Keach and the Mishus to exercise force in certain circumstances, so melee it would have been a mechile gemurah. But the reason as to why it here we require kinyan sudeh empes mechashu is because here the doyan's face was not a gemurah and it didn't make sense. So why me boy that it couldn't be effective with it as the one is, it doesn't make sense. But even with it as kinyan, so it couldn't be effective either with it as kinyan, unless it's funny on day. But even though it is funny on day, since it doesn't make sense, so in melee, it cannot be effective with it as kinyan, unless it's done with as the question. So if it's good, because if it's not on the best Nechoshu, so then we say, he's just joking, because it doesn't make sense. He formulated it in terms of Idoi, and it doesn't make sense. So we say, Mechaya. But if it's not the best Nechoshu, then we do not say, he's Mechaya with the name. But, so then you ask, so why do you need a King Sudeh if he's not Mechaya? Let it be effective, because then the answer is, since on its face it's not Idoi Moe, so in order that it should be, that it should, in order to establish Gmiras Das, we must have a Kinyan Sudeh. Because of the Aloch of the time Kodomo, the Kinyan Sudeh establishes Gmiras Das. Now let's see inside. Now he's so tell he's with all of the and she did the best. But by the end of the rest, he will take the Lord should die. Hoch and am, I will think she's all of the in, in can he go in more. He'll talk to him a mark shop and man, that put a him a kid be a mark shop like us mark the Abloch, if I may eat now Lord, she bought us for a so. He'll talk to him a kid in him, to he can lick the heart away. Vein och and am so what does it but here we do require that Bez Nechoshu. But it means in any other case, not here, where you mentioned the Doyan at night. The Yeyuchan, the Machsho, the Konanei, will be the Bez Nechoshu. The Bikini and Konechav, or the Machsho, the Konech, the Asmar, and the Chim, the Bez Naskinon, Ashim, and the Nachrene, the Cholhei, the Dabbe Bez Nechoshu, the Tzorch, the Achsho, the Anansate, the Mechaya, the Dine, וכמאן דאומה בפירוש מה עכשיו אומר, יחיד לי בעז נחושב הוא, מי דאומה לבטלון כידו יגמור מה שכן אומר. But if it's not בעז נחושב, so then we say that he's מחייך. But if it's בעז נחושב, why do we need קין סודיה? The answer is, we need a קין סודיה to establish מרדס. To establish מרדס, in other words, if, wherever, the circumstances are such nature that it doesn't seem that he really Yotzeni Atei says it, because here it doesn't even make sense what he says. So then the king in Sudeh, because of the Zerzakosu of the time called the law, establishes the Gmiras Das. We need some Peruze, she will be treated in town of course, money will stand it in them short in Asmachte, would over Lochim, they would take him. Now, let's see what the Ramban and the Ritmo say in the name of the same shit of the Reed. What the Reed always says is just that we come out going. The Haidina Lesser of Matis was said, who do we start with Kavos? Not Ramban. The first big line in the Ramban, the Tesson of the Lord. The Hood economy, the Bez Nechoshu, Kona Goye, the High Dine, Bless the Lord, the Matri Sfusi Bura, the Mistabi Kabese, Vadim Paske the Rabbin Agot, the Rif, Umil Zeri Tari, the Rest Leili Bez Nechoshu, Eisek Basmach the Nafshe, Elo Gabe, the Rasine Atot Yen, Ki Boyele Zman Mishle Shinye, Mikokone Snafshe Behach, Umatri Zbo Sfusi, כי היכד הוא השתמיד השתמיד דרך עצמך מייסה הוא דיקבוי זין לרייס כבטנן או רייס שיש לו חהוב ומכאן לשרי שיהיה תלקח כנוסה לכל נסנב שלו בעצמך כי לכל מיני Hanno le crevo le dì, vi cagne, avo di sciogli da lei. Andiamo a cima da lì, forse. Un'idea. Oh, mi viene sulla mano. Se dice, c'hanno qualche domanda di parte, scusa, chi mi riusce, capito? Mai come, mai un me, di porto scusa la che vuole di nasmachte. Io mi sono dito la smachte, in questo che non sei che buca polizia, per ora Italia ha visto come avere una nera, e ha la vera qua prima di credere, ma per un po' come si cambia noi, di me la gessi sulla sua Italia, per un'età di cinque della Vene, 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 so we see, so we couldn't say that where it's done, there are knas, so then it's up to you what's matter. In that case, so I listen to Rabbi Chabedai, so the old Tzal is Mishraeli for the Amechel, one parami, one Baldin is Mishraeli himself, and one Baldin is Mechel by way of knas, by way of applying sanctions against himself. So, and still we apply the law of what's matter. So we see that even when the Ischaiwes or the Nechile is done by way of applying sanction against oneself, so we still apply the Halacha Basmach Letanya. So here too, two Bezdin did it by way of applying sanctions against the litigant, but the Halacha Basmach Letanya should apply. So he says, V'yesh Leima, so he says the same thing in the Rambam. V'yesh Leima, V'sham Halacha, V'havim Nechile B'Bezdin, V'milzeh D'Shaycha Bezdin, the common man, the rights, who be bad and beloved, no se the con is nafshe. You will my sarai is delay, we save zine, the kaboy le habu mechayu le dine mahashke, we su natale. Elo, the chimay sarai is delay, so sa dine, the letail is fuse, hiltach my con is nafshe, the lifkul fuse, michimo krevo le dinu, the same motion in the Ramban uses, michimo krevo le dinu, the gomaru mishamit nafshe, mi gibn de obit kolahari, the mohar, the itris chusei al dikvies beskin chosho bikonomi ho bi'aume u vinyone achvide di ovid asmach no loima hana aplu b'mchile so na, aplu b'mchile it means because the Rambam shikki is that by m'chile so there's no aloha asmach but u kone b'nei b'ezim kim da anumim tse du l'shayta b'dini v'hayne di posit talmude hilte se asmach te kanyi peyush asmach te kiho de atris chusei b'dini v'yoma u vatman chusei the hood of Ronus, the hood economy. The best, Hoshi, Pegos, the Kulam, the Hill, the Bottle Spear, the Halloween, the Shire, the beginning. The King of the Best, Hoshi, the Halminayo, the Motri, the Nasmach. So, in other words, so, this is the Ramban and the Ritual. So, they explain the Shire Sari from the basis that since the Ishaibes, or the Mechile, was done by the person in connection with Best, it's not that it was done in the presence of Best. Bezdin was the one who administered all that. Now, so it is similar to the way the Ram explains Shiva Zavid. But the Ram emphasizes the fact that Bezdin exercised force. The Ramban and the Ritva don't mention force. But they say something else that since it is Milse de Shaykhar Bedine, since it was handled by Bezdin, so because, and Bezdin did it by way of knas, because this person was delinquent in his appearance for the Torah, so Bezdin told him that he must appear by a certain time limit. And then, Bezdin advised him, told him that he has to stipulate that night that if he doesn't appear by that time, so only schiers will be bottled with. So since it was handled by Bezdin, and Bezdin has Shaykhes, was involved in it, so then it is coming, even though it's Nasmachte, because of Korabudin. Now what kind of an expression is Korabudin? The Rambam uses the expression Korabudin, and the Ritva uses the expression of Korabudin. Now, the Hiltach Knosse, the Rambam's version, Hiltach Knosse, the Komisar Nafshe, the Asmachte, keep the economy name, have a criminal deed, we can't. Now that's something else than what the Ram says in the book.
Now, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, that one is on the plate, says, see, V'tzedek tishpita l'secho, u'chsim v'tzedek tzedek tirdi. So, first the Gemara says, v'shlo tishron, k'siv v'tzedek tishpita l'secho, u'chsim v'tzedek tzedek tirdi. So that it seems, so the posik of tzedek tishpita l'secho implies there is only one tzedek. And the posik of tzedek tzedek tirdi emphasizes two tzedeks. What do you mean? So Rishmochi says, Ho keitza, kam bidin, yehume kam bidin, sheinu. Alright, but this is what Rishmochi says. Chavashi oma, masnis niti nishon. Choye, echod nidin, vechod nishon. The reason is why the Torah says, tzedek, tzedek, tirdei, two tzedeks. One is the tzedek of din, and one is the tzedek of nishon. Keitza, shtei svimeis. Eivu is bino, upogu zebo ze. Imo ibrei shteyen, shteyen teyis. Bozeach haze, shteyen eivuiz. וכן שתי שני גמרות, שאוהב עם גמרות בישחר, ופוגו זה בזה, אימורו שניהם שני נאיבים, וזה החזה שניהם אירים, או כיצד. So, תונו בשאינו תונו, תדוחה שאינו תונו מפני תונו, תחייבו משאינו תחייבו, תדוחה תחייבו משאינו תחייבו, הוי שתיים תחייבץ, שתיים רכי קץ, התופשור ביניהם, ומהו ישחר זו בזו. In other words, suppose there are two Sphinx who have to cross Gibraltar. It's a very narrow passage. And if they will both try to pass at the same time, they will both sink. But if both can pass if one will pass first and the other will pass later. But everyone says, no, I'm first. So what should Bezdin do? Bezdin does not just support him and say, heads. This one passes first, tails, this one passes first, that person doesn't do. So, that law, if there are peculiar circumstances that entitled one swino to priority above the other, let's say one is loaded, the other one is not loaded, one is trivial, the other one is not trivial, so then Besdin passes, it gives priority on the basis of the peculiar circumstances. But suppose they are both equal, both are trivial, both are loaded. So then there is halacha hatu pshor b'neiyim u'malis chazul esu. So that word. So and that's the drosha also in the Sefri tzedek tzedek tirdei. I mean the same drosha that is mentioned here. Echad nidin ve'echad pshor. Echad nidin pshor. So there is a Tshuvas Rosh. The Tshuvas Rosh explains the halacha of sumches moment amut b'sof tchil. What kind of it is? What is that? So if it's chilkin, so it certainly does not do full justice to any part. So why chilkin? It certainly was not chilkin. The question is whether the poor gave birth to the blood before the chlipim or after the chlipim. But when chilkin, so everyone is being mistreated, so what's the basis for the halacha of chilkin? Of chilkin? So the Rosh says that the halacha of Mom Namud Misofit chilkin is based upon the first apostle of Tzedek Tzedek Tirdei, Echad Nidin Ve'echad Nishon. So there are certain situations where basically cannot apply the din. Let's say in the case of Shnei Svinis. What kind of din is there? They are both Kribis, they are both Dunes. So what kind of din, how can you determine priority on the basis of the din that is Nivuah in the moral Shalom? So Besdin has to use its own discretion and meet out the Pshor. So this is to be distinguished from the Pshor that we say when Besdin has it in Torah, so normally Besdin tries to pass on the basis of Pshore. Because that Pshore is based upon his highness and Mechiles, in other words, so Besdin has to ask the Baladin, do you want to pass Din on the basis of Din or on the basis of Pshore? So if they agree, so then the Besdin is the Kabukinian. So in other words, so Besdin passes on the basis of Pshore. But this is a different Tanya Pshore. And here we do not necessarily have to resort to Kabbalah's Kinyan, by Shteis Finis, we have to resort to Kabbalah's Kinyan. So it's a special halacha that in certain situations, Bezdin can resort to Pshore. And that Pshore is called, every Pshore is Pshore. Pesher HaKol Adin. That's the meaning of Pshore. Well, that is true in the regular Pshore. When Bezdin, most in Torahs are passed on the basis of Pshore and not on the basis of Din. So how does Bezdin pass in? In other words, if, let's say, Alpi Din, one is chayef to pay, let's say, $10,000 to the other Baldin, but that would be a great hardship under the peculiar circumstances. So if the Baldin won't be kabel Pshore, so Bezdin will pass in $5,000 to pay. So in other words, Pshore means it is like a compromise. It's covered with Din. It's covered with Din. Since the Rambam and the Ritva both mentioned here in this case, because he was delinquent, and so Bezdin had to make sure that he will appear before the Torah. So when the Rambam says that the reason as to why it was effective here, this Ritva, because if Bezdin handled it, and if Bezdin had the shaykhs to it, so the Mele is given the economy way. Have a travel deal with Tanya. In other words, it means it's on the basis of Pshore. It's on the basis of Pshore, and since it's on the basis of Pshore, so it has to be travel deal. That's why the Rambam and the Ritva say, have a travel deal. So it's on the basis of Pshore. So when can Bezdin apply Pshore if it's in an unusual situation? What's an unusual situation? So Shteis Finis, both are Kreves, both are Tunes. So there is nothing else that can be done, but justice has to be administered, otherwise there will be constant fighting, and neither Svino will ever pass through the Gibraltar. I mean, there will always be fighting. So then, this is a situation where Bezdin can apply Pshore. So here too, since Bezdin had trouble from this Baldin, so the melee, so it was Kanye, but it wasn't effective in a regular way. But here, so it's, the Ramban says, it's a criminal, it's on the basis of Pshore. Now, now the Muhi Yisek in Bobaska on that week, so he says, now here the Rambam is the Kashe, why do we need Bezdin Choshu since it's Kolominei, and so then it has to be Miachsho, then it has to be Miachsho, and if it's Miachsho, so the Gemara says, the Gemara says, in the case, the Gemara is an Esher, Mishkan Bais, in the case of Mishkan Bais, Mishkan Sodeh. So since it's Miachshov, so it's not a smach. So without the Bezdin Choshu, so it's not a smach. So the Rambam gives three different shittas, mentioned the Hamutam shita, that Miachshov is not Mivato Asmach there, only when he deposits it in the possession of the other Baldin, not if he deposits it with Bezdin or a third party. This is the Rantam Shite, and then the Rib Shite, because here it was already four, or the Kviye, or the Ram Shite, because here the Idoi was not Idoi Gmure, it's not Mechel Gmure, it was outlawed, whatever. But, so, the Kashi was that in as much as it's Kolomel, so it must be Meachshav, because if it will not be Meachshav, so then, Kiyesu will not be effective, because it will be Kolzokion. So the Kviye said here, and the Reeve, he get Poshu, so he says, מהרשבו זל כוסף, פרק זה רשך, דיכול תהיל כמייחשב, דירוי, היך יקונו לכמי, ועוד עשו ברמוח, ודרנס. So the creates of mention is Machlekes Kesher. So there is a day, and he mentioned the name of David. Now, David was here on the domain, is not really David, was in the Talmud of David, but here he mentioned the name of David. So the Ritva says that Yeshu Neidin from our Torah in Dorin she stam kinyan in the Kibach. Because if a king Suda would always be Miyakshu, so then why does the Gemara say would he call him the name Bez Mechoshu? But since the Gemara from the Gemara from the Tzir it appears that Machshu is Mivatlas Machte, so the Mele we don't need Bez Mechoshu. So, the Ritva mentions the Shite, that by combining the Gemara in Bom Metzir, that we actually have to ask Mach, and the Gemara in Idor, that would economize, and still, Bez Mechoshel is required, so it's a Raya, that we can have a King in Sulta without an action. And the Rashbo is fair. The Rashbo says, no. How could there be a King in Sulta? How could a King in Sulta be effective? If it's not reaction, so it shouldn't be more effective than Mishiche. And the Gemara says in Xuvitz, Mishiche Korezu Ritik Nalach Alamed, so we call it because it's also Kionic, only Kesef is Kein Nalach Alamed. Because if the Mekach is bottled, so then we'll have to restore back the money. So maybe it's not also Kionic, but Mishiche is also Kionic. So, and Kin Sudea is not like Kesef. Because it's hot resutra limore. If Kinyin Sudea had not been hot resutra limore, so then it wouldn't be called Kinyonic. But Kinyin Sudea, the Gemara in the Dorim says, is hot resutra limore. So Mimele, so it's called Kinyonic. So good, there's a Rashba. But there is another Shiteh that he mentions, that Kinyin Sudea is effective even if it's not Miyachim. And that's why the Gemara says, who would economize, be best in Choshev. If it wasn't Miyachshon, if it was Lachalamet, so then we require Bez Mechoshev also. But if it's Miyachshon, then we don't require Bez Mechoshev, because Miyachshon itself negates Asmach. But it's a very strong kasha against this Shikem that it was, the Yisik mentions. How could a Kiyin Suda be effective without Miyachshon? Now, Eretz Naini is Yetzel Echeus al the Shtar Shechu. Eretz Naini is also Yetzel Echeus al the Kesef. Al the Kesef, that's the Allah. So, the Rambam says, in Perkei Nio Chesavod im Aloha Ale, Eretz Naini nikle b'chamish ha-dvorim, v'kei nesatzme b'shreishu. Nikle b'kesef v'bishtar v'chazoke, oi b'chuitnu, oi b'mshich. V'kei nesatzme b'kesef v'bishtar v'rosh ha-dvorim. ויאבד קוט נערינו כבאינו, ונקטה במשיך אולי לסמיד אז. And then he says, וכי נעשץ לי בכסף ובשטר בראש אמרון. כיצד כי נעשץ לי בכסף ויציצו לחירוס, ויש שלא סולח את רבי מויס, לא אומר על מה שייצי עד לחובוים לחירוס. כאילו שכאילו הרב את הכפס, את הכסף, הוא ישום בכסף ועוד צוער לחירוס. Then נלוכי גימו he says, נלוכי גימו he says, אומר לי שלוי בכסף, הרי עד בחיר, הרי עדו של עצמך, אף על פי שהעמידו אור בית מבסן, ואף על פי שקודם מיודעי, עדיין הוא משתחתר, שאין עבד יצא לחירוס אלו בכסף או משטר בראש עברון. So the right machete is, that the Eretz Naini is יצא לחירוס אלו בכסף, but not על בכין יצודה. He is not יצא לחירוס אלו די כין יצודה, and the Eretz Naini will give a handkerchief to the dog, it will be מדי תשלו, that he should be יצא לחירוס, he will not be יצא לחירוס. That's the Rambam Shita. The Raya is Chayot. The Raya Chita is that just as an Eretz Naini is Yitzel Echeus al the Kesef, so Eretz Naini can be Yitzel Echeus al the Kinyin Sudea. Omar Avrom, Dovoze Eini Mechbea, Sha'a Kinyin Nareyu Ki Kesef, Me'ahu Maise Likumse, Shina Lohi Ki Rav Shimon, Sha'a Kesef Gimel Yoi. That is difficult, the last part of the Raya. But it's not negated us. But the Raya is Chayot kan Rambam. And the Raya says, Doma zein imech v'ashah, ki in areyu ki kesef. So, there is a Reb Chaim on this machlekes Rambam. I will start with the Sefer. That's the Kshavim. So Reb Chaim says that according to the Rambam, that there is a machlekes between the Ravid and the Rambam as to the essence of the Kinyan Suda. According to the Ravid, so Kinyan Suda is a Kinyan, like Kesef. And he says that the reason is why the Ravid is Yitzel Achilus is Shakiyan Hariyu Ki Kesef. So it's a Kinyan, it's a Maise Kinyan. According to the Rambam, so Kinyan Suda is not a Maise Kinyan, but Kinyan Suda is like Sutimse. Now the Gemara that I know from the Mitzia says, that Simtuse is Kanye. What does Simtuse mean? Simtuse means Minek. If there is a certain practice prevailing among merchants to do something, and that signifies the consummation of the transaction. Let's say in the diamond trade, so here in America, and that was that practice developed in Antwerp, and it was carried over here, when they consummate a transaction, so they shake hands, and they wish themselves mazel tov. So this is not just a form of politeness, I mean, this is the minhag. This signifies a consummation of a transaction. So this seems to see. In other words, whatever is done in a certain place by all the socher, as signifying the conclusion of the transaction, whether it is at Kieskar, shaking hands, wishing Basel Broche, or make a certain mark on the schere, on the merchandise, to put a stamp on the merchandise, if that is done not just to indicate that this is the merchandise that he intends to sell, but it's done as signifying the consummation of a transaction. That's minek, simtuse. So the Gemara Daf Ayin Aleph in his Neshach says, Hai simtuse kan. Simtuse means minek, means minek, minek. So simtuse is a nice opinion. Let's say the diamond people. So they consummate a transaction and they shake hands and they wish each other mazel broche. So is that a nice opinion? The wishing mazel broche. Is a Kinyan like Mashiach? I mean, it wouldn't make sense. The answer is, the halacha of Simtuse Kanye is that no Maise Kinyan is necessary. Ordinarily, if someone is makne Yechibes to the other and he says, I am transferring title in this Yechibes to you, so he can raise it. So, either Dvorim Yesh Bemish Mechus Ramone or Eid Bemechus Ramone. So we pass from Dvorim Yesh Bemish Mechus Ramone. So it's also to be raised here. Even though he was makne, he made a verbal haknoi. But, so it's also, so it doesn't have a, but he can do it, he can be chayzer, he can be chayzer. Mashein kein, if the haknoi was coupled with a certain minik that signifies a consummation of a mekar, so then the haknoi itself transfers title. Without the Maisekian, not that the minek, the shaking hands and wishing mazel broche, is a Maisekian. So Reb Chaim says that the Shittas HaRambam is that Kinyan Suda, of course Kinyan Suda is the Aloch L'Meshim Sinai, Hashem said. It's mentioned in Rus, but in Novi Rashoim L'Chadish Dovo, so it's Aloch L'Meshim Sinai. V'zeis L'Kolim Bin Yisroel, L'Akul V'Akmur, L'Kayim Kol Dovo. So Kinyan Suda is not, according to the Ravid, Kinyan Suda is a Kinyan. It's a Kinyan like Kesef, and he equates it with Kesef. Just as Emet Naim is Yetzel Echirus, al the Kesef, so it's Yetzel Echirus, al the Kinyan Suda. But according to the Rambam, Kinyan Suda is not a Kinyan. But it's effective, so it's like Simtuse. What's the effectiveness of Simtuse? If the Mecher and the Likeach did what is known among the Sochrim, so then the Aknoye affects the transfer of title. The Aknoye. So, in other words, if there is a Kinyan Suda, so then the Aknoye itself affects the transfer of title, not that it's a Maise Kinyan. Bameke in Indi, Gimorim, Bomitzidach, Menzai. Who has to give the Sudeah? The king or the Makkah? So it's Machleke, it's Minos Alamid, in Rus. So it's a Machleke between Rav and Lei. So, Bameke in Indi, Rav Oma became of Shokei. The king, the one, let's say, if Ruben sells a Sode to Shimon, and the king is king in Sudeah, so Shimon, who is king of the Sode, he gives the handkerchief to Ruben. The king of Shokei, the Nichal Eli Kene, the Lev and Mak the Kene, Keheich and Leg Mavliki. And the Levi of Mar, the king of Shemak, the king of Shemak, what, by he and Noe, the community come and they come back. So you might just get a Noe. We say it's like one of the people who are more kind of those who are now in the same way, we're going to be legal, tomorrow is a clip, we're going to be like one of the people who say, we can't go double shows, we're now in the same way, minus our me, beyaz no sloy geir. The beauty in me are geir no sloy beyaz. So that's a machlet. So the Roshni, so Levi who says that the Kirush are machlet. So if Reuven sells the Sode to Shimon, so not only does Reuven, is not only is Reuven machlet the Sode to Shimon, but Reuven is even machlet the handkerchief to Shimon too. So in other words, so Reuven gives everything. So what kind of a king is it? He gives him the sode, he gives him the handkerchief, he gives everything. So how is Shimon came? So he's came that he annoyed the coming, come the Goma back. Because he gets a annoy from the fact that Reuven gets a annoy from the fact that Shimon is becoming the handkerchief. So maybe Goma back. So what does it mean Goma back? In other words, that establishes Mira's Das. And so the Haknoi itself affects the change of time. And so this is what Levi says. And according to Rav, so Gemara also says, Rav Ma Bekiru Shal Kene, the Michal Eloi Kene, the Lebe Makne Kene, Kehichad Lim Ma Mlikne. So Rav Chaim says, according to the Rambam, why does Gemara say so much? The Michal Eloi Kene, the Lebe Makne Kene, Kehichad Lim Ma Mlikne. That's the Kinyan. It's like Kesef. The answer is no, it's not like Kesef. It's not a Maisa Kinyan. It's like Suntis. So, in other words, if he gives him the Sudeah, so then the Haknoi itself affects a change of title, a transfer of title, from Reuven to Shimon. From Reuven to Shimon. Now, so this is what, that's the Rambam Shiki. The Rambam Shiki is true, that there is exerus akosu, that if nine is eight to the chayus al the kesef, but it cannot be eight to the chayus al the kinyan suda, because in momen, so there can be a transfer of title without the maize kinyan, without knoye, mashenke, shichu, so without the maize kinyan, it couldn't be eight to the chayus. So that's why the Rambam says that even konami yode is not eight to the chayus. Alright. Now, so we can understand the shikha of the ritva, the creation of Basra mentions. The ritva infers from our Gemara that stamkin in Sudar is not Me'achshav. Now the kashi is, but if it's not, if stamkin in Sudar is not Kenim Me'achshav, so why, how can it be Kene? So it's also Kinone? Kin Sudar is hotel in More? So yeah. So how can we kene? So it's called Kiyone. The answer is, when do we apply the principle of called Kiyone? If it has to be effective, it has kine. So it's called Kiyone. So there is no kine. But kine sudeh, according to these rishonim, is not effective, it has kine. But it collaborates. In other words, just as we see that for kine sudeh, he can create his chayes. Why? Because that establishes the Gemara's Das. It collaborates the Haknoye. It is Malim, the Haknoye. That's why his chayes can be created through Kinyan Sudeah. So when you are Makne Chayfetz through Kinyan Sudeah, so the Kinyan Sudeah, it's only Mi'alim the Haknoye, and that's the Pshat in the Posik, Likayim Kodobo. So there are no two Alaches in the Posik of Gulo Tmuro, Likayim Kodobo. Gulo Tmuro implies that it's a Kinyan, and Likayim Kodobo implies that it collaborates the Haknoye, it establishes Miras Das. There is only one halacha of the Kain Kodobo. But more also is because of the Kain Kodobo. The halacha of Kiyan Sudeh, the effectiveness of Kiyan Sudeh, consists in that the Haknoye is corroborated. It got corroborated. So in Melee we cannot apply that the concept of Kol Sukiyone. Kol Sukiyone is Shaykh Legabe Mishikha Chazoke. There it has to be came through the Maizekiyan. So Lachalamed, there is no Maizekiyan. But if somebody will be makne something, and in order to collaborate the aknoye, he makes a kiyan suda. So true, it's called a kiyone, but as if the aknoye, if in final analysis, it's the aknoye that affects the ishaivis, that affects the kiyan. So maybe we don't say it's called a kiyone. That's the chart in the right now. I just want to mention, because the Rishonim here discuss the union of asmachte. What is asmachte and what is not asmachte? So now, here we have an example of asmachte. Mishe pora mitzvah schede, vihishlishe story, viomarinin anneisele mitam adlam yeyi, tein mishtore. So that's one example of asmachte. Another example of asmachte is the Gemorim bom metzir. So, anisim yirov el chaveri, viomale, imani chayza beyem chalohari. So the Kea says, imani chayza beyem chalohari. And the Meicher says, imani chayza bey ech chalohari. Niskay matnoi. And Rabbi Yudah says, no. That asmach de loitani. So Rashi over there says, lo yze yichpe, lo yze yimche. Lo yze yimche, that's the shit of Rashi. In other words, that according to Rabbi Yudah, so just as the ischayves of the mecher is ineffective on the basis of asmach lekaye, so the mechile of the likeach, who already turned over the roveh to the mecher, so is also ineffective. That's according to Rashi, but the Rambam shite, because Rashi shite is, as the Rambam points out, that Rashi shite is that asmach lekaye applies to mechile as well. But the Rambam shite is that asmach lekaye applies only to Ischaives, not to Mechile. So the Mele, the Rambam says that Rabbi Yudah, when he says that Asmach Litanya, that's Ligabe the Meche, who was Mischaya himself to be Machpil this Erovin. But vis-a-vis the Likeach, who was not Mischaya himself to give anything, but to be Meche, with the Meche, so then Asmach, we don't say Asmach Litanya. Alright, so these are examples of Asmach. In other words, like he a story or Hanisin and he said these are examples of asmach. But there is a machlekes in the Gemara in Sanhedrin between Rabbi Bachom and Rav Sheshes ligabei misachim mikuvim. Let's say someone who is misachim mikuvim. Who bet, Misach Mikuvi, let's say, who bet on horse races or bird races. So the question is whether he's possible, so Misach Mikuvi is possible. Now, Rome Bachome says that Misach Mikuvi is possible, as it does learn, even if Yeshayun is a heres, even though it's not his profession, he just, you know. Occasionally, you know, so he enjoys betting on horse races, but he doesn't make a profession out of it. So, Rome Bachome says that he's postulates. Now, Rav Sheshes, Veilin Apsu, Dachodalon is, Eilin Apsu, Misach Mikubi Amal Luribis Mapuchiyin and so on. So the Gemara says, Misachet Mikuvi and my Korvit? Why should he postulate this? He didn't take away any money from somebody else against his will. Omar Amor Rachome, you should have Asmach. The Asmach Lekani. So even though it was superficially it appears that it was all the money that he gave Midarte, because he agreed, they were betting on horse races. So, but since Asmach is Likanye, so it's considered like money taken, shaloi midai. This is what Tom Bachom says. Rapshin shesomar, kol kehal gabne lava smachti. Elo mifishin asukim b'nishubi shaloi. מפישי נעסוקים בישיב שלהם. מי בנאי? אי כבנאי דיגום אבו נוסחי. In other words, according to Rav Sheitz, that מסחי מקובי, betting on horse races, is not אסמכתה, so ממילא מסחי מקובי is post-latest only when he makes a living out of it. So then he's post-latest because he's not עסק בישיב שלהם. But if he makes a living, if he makes a living from something else, and occasionally, He bets on horse races, so he's not post-latest. Now, most Rishim impossible like Rav Sheitz. Most Rishim. So that means that we pasken, that Misachi Bikubi does not even come within a smach. So all the Rishim raise the question, what's the difference, according to Rav Sheitz, between Misachi Bikubi and the case of Nishepo HaMitzeshevei, or Hamis Nirov HaMei? There is definitely asmachte. Rabbi Yitzchak says asmachte kani, but it's definitely asmachte. And here Misach Bikubi, Rav Sheitz says it's not even asmachte. So Rashi says, kol kai gavnu lav asmachte, veich edom asmachte, ki gen dimei bevoyevi dashal yu mitre, uchen mashri shestoy, disei mechaloi dobo, disova kol ze biyodi lasis, umirei sheki masna adaiti lo yoivlei, לאסמכתה, כמאסנה ביטאי אליסום, לא יובה מביקח, אבל הוכר ליסום, עמדה, דלו יודע אי לא צח, אי לא אי לא צח, ואפילו הוכר אסלה, שמע מנו מסווי כאסלה, גומר ואקנה, ולא יגזירי. In other words, when a court of changes, so when is it אסמכתה? When is it אסמכתה? So if, let's say, he says, he may be able to have it a shallow meter. So why did he mishire himself such an astronomical sum? It doesn't have to be astronomical sum. I mean, Shalom Mitre. So even if it's not astronomical, why was he mishire himself to be Shalom Mitre? Or Mashmas and Shtoy? So why was he mishire himself? Because he took it for granted that he will not neglect the field. He will not neglect the Kerem. He will not be delinquent in paying. That's why he was mishaying himself. Had he known that he might become delinquent, so he wouldn't have been mishaying himself. So in the Mele, there is no gmiras das. Mashenke, if somebody bets on horse races or on pigeon races, makrichayeni, so he has no reason to assume that his yeno will come first. He has no reason. If he has common sense, he has no reason to assume that his pigeon will come first. So the mele, it means, according to Rav Sheitz, even though he didn't take anything for granted, he agreed to make a commitment. So it's not a smach. Over there, in Eivir Veloye Abid Ashalem Mitve, because he was sure that he's not going to neglect taking care of the field of the cattle. So mele, it's a smach. He had no reason in the world to assume that he will be Natsayach. Why? He had no reason in the world. So in the Mele, it is Asmach. As a matter of fact, the Arishayim will say, there are two kinds of Misachim Mikubye. There is one kind of Misachim Mikubye, like betting on horse races, or on Yemi. So in that kind of Misach Mikubye, there is a machloike between Rav Bachom and Rav Sheitz as to whether it is Misach Mikubye or is not Misach Mikubye. And then there is another Misach Mikubye. Someone who plays cards, and money, and they put on the table $100 bill. And let's say, if the one who loses the game loses the $100. So this kind doesn't have to be darke cards, it can be chess too, if they play on money. So it's also the same thing. So in other words, so if they play chess and they put on the table $100 bill, and the one who loses the $100 bill. So why do they agree that if he loses, he'll lose the $100 bill? Because he considers himself the champion, as a better player. So the melee, so the only reason, so they are some Rishayim who say that goes my mention. So there are some Rishonim who say that when does Rav Sheshe say that Misachim Mikuvie is not as machte and is only posleides if in the Nesacheres. So he's not Eisig Yishuv Shalom, but if Yishuv Nesacheres, and he's Eisig Yishuv Shalom, he's not Poslaides, if, let's say, the Misach Mikuvye, if he bets on horse races, or on Mafrich Yerim, the same as horse races, but if he's a Misach Mikuvye, because whether he's a certain art, a certain Chochme, I don't know whether he can apply the term art of Chochme to it, so he takes it for granted that he's a better player in cards, and that's the reason as to why he's mischayev himself to give away $100 in case he loses, because he's sure, I mean, it doesn't even enter his mind that he'll lose, because after all, he considers himself a better player. So then, Rav Sheshes will be made. This kind of mischayev could be. Rav Sheshes will be made. That is a smachte, will be postulated, even if he shall win the. And they say it in the Rashi, because Rashi here in Sanhedrin, Dafkov Dalet, says, the Sevi Chaloi Dovo, the Sovo, Kol Zevi Yod Lasseitz, Umerei Sheki Masna Daik Lo Yoyble, Las Machte Komasne, the Tei Yod Sovo Lo Yoyble Vitach, Aval Hoche Lissom Chamide, Do Lo Yod Ayin Lotzach Lo Yoyin Lotzach, Vach Lo Hoche Asne, Shema Mino Misri Ke Asne, Goma Vak Nevo Zeri, So Mimele, the Asam, to say that some Rishayim will say that when does Rav Sheshe say Misach Mikuvye is not postulated if Yesh Leum Nesacheres, only the Misach Mikuvye where he makes a bet. So then he cannot take for granted if he has common sense, unless he is of his mind. So he can be sure. But if he's a reasonable person, he cannot be sure that his horse will come first. Only if he has a moon in his horse, or ride something else. But that's not reasonable. So anyway, Rav Sheshe says that here is Goma Vakne. So he's only postulated if only Um Nesacheres. So he's not Eisig Yishuv Shalom. But if he does it, he's mischayev himself because he assumes that he's a better player. It's a kind of a game. That he thinks he has more expertise than the other, and he's sure that he will win, and had it occurred to his mind that he's not the best player in the world, he wouldn't have undertaken. So then it's the regular smachte, like Misha Poramix Eschaini, Vishlisha Story, or Anisim Rodan Chaveire. Yeah, that's one sheet. Then there is another sheet that do not distinguish between this kind of a gay, this kind of Misach Mikuvye, and another Misach Mikuvye. And so why does Rav Sheshe say that Misach Mikuvye is not posleides if Yesh Leum Nesacheres? So according to these Rishonim, it doesn't make any difference what kind of Misach Mikuvye, whether it's Misach Mikuvye, let's say, who bets on horse races, or Misach Mikuvye who plays cards or plays chess, and is mischayev himself a certain sum of money. So they say that there is a difference between the case of Misha Pora Mixas Cheve, the Hishlish Story, the Omar Ibn Alinason, the Mikamad Lamed Yehim, and the case of Misach Mikuvye. Because what is the objective of the person who is Mashlish the Shtar, and he says, Ibn Alinason, the Mikamad Lamed Yehim, Tain Story, does he aspire towards Tainish Tore? He doesn't aspire towards Tainish Tore. He aspires towards paying up the rest of the chayim. But he stipulates, in case I don't, this is what he aspires to. That he, within the next 30 days, he'll pay up the rest of the balance of the debt. But he stipulates, in case I don't pay within 30 days the balance of the debt, then, Tainish Tore. You'll be able to collect the whole debt, even the part of the debt that I already collected, that I already paid. So here it's a smachte because he doesn't aspire towards a realization of what is mischayev himself. Mashenke misach bikuvye. So each one aspires towards the realization of their mutual commitment. But each one thinks the other one will have to pay it, not he. But they both aspire towards the realization of their stipulation. In the case of Poamik Zaschede, the Ishlish Estore, so they don't aspire towards a realization of that stipulation. On the contrary, they aspire towards a payment of the full debt. Each one is interested. Even the Malve, he doesn't aspire towards a forfeiture of the Shtar. Even the Malve. This is only done as a security. In other words, to induce the Levi that he should pay the balance of the debt. So they don't aspire. So the one who is mishayev himself to pay the whole amount of $1,000, even though $500 you already paid, he doesn't aspire towards a fulfillment of this stipulation. So mimele it's asmachte. Mashenki misachte mikubye. So they both aspire towards the fulfillment of that commitment. But each one thinks that the other one will have to pay. So mimele it's not asmachte. So in that case, since they aspire towards the fulfillment of the stipulation, so it's going to back. So Nachmini is, whether in Misachi Bikuvie, in cards, in chess, where he takes it for granted that he will win, whether according to Rav Sheshes, so it's not a smachti either, or that would be a smachti. You see, this is the machination. All right, I just wanted to discuss all these things. Then we want, on Thursday, so we'll go over the Teisves and Rosh, and then in that Rosh, you have to go over Simen. There is the Rosh, has Yatun Shemes, Merda Smach, Kabyezi Merite. So he has two Shemes about the question, about Shtar Shalobo, Porei. Is Nimchal Shebuti, so he has two Mishemis here at Rosh. Now, that is discussed in the... Yeah, Simen Nichishmishpet, Chilek Aleph, Simen Nun Hei, Siv Beis, the Mechaber and the Ramo, the Sma and the Shach. They discussed, these 2 days in the Rosh. Right, there will be another Shia, just in a few minutes, just be another Shia. Yeah.